If you feel sincerely that you are nothing, then your nothingness God will turn into fullness. Money power can never buy the beauty and splendor of stars and planets. Alas, today's world takes desire life as humanity's priority. My Lord tells me time and again that I need a special kind of silence to understand his whispers. Alas, I have lost my untiring friend, gratitude. Mind organizations do not last for long. My mind's ego boat knows no shore. We are trying to discover God in the skies. God tells us that he is easily available in our heart cave. When I am in deep meditation, I come to realize that God's compassion eye is nearer to me than my own self. I live only for the thrill of hearing my beloved Lord's voice. Everybody's mind is checked at heaven entrance. To please God, what you need is a tiny smile. To please God, what you need is a ceaselessly self-giving life. Alas, the human mind has declared war in the heart of peace. My doubt display has embarrassed my soul far beyond my imagination. At long last, I am enjoying the burial of my self-doubt. God wants me to soar. He has kept his heart door wide open. Wisdom is never afraid of itself, but ignorance is always afraid of itself. O my heart, be not doomed to disappointment. Limitless possibilities are beckoning you. My heart is constantly telling my mind, these are the golden days. Do not waste even a moment. My Lord's forgiveness heart has taken my life back. Compromised food is empty of taste. Enthusiasm itself is speedy progress. Gratitude tears have rocket speed to fly heavenward. Each heart must needs be ecstasy flooded. A godless life is indeed a barren desert. the gratitude heart thrill can never be expressed properly. Depression begins when desire remains unfed. Each divine thought has invincible assurance. Humanity's connection with its soul is very precarious. We are all drawn by our Lord's compassion magnet. When we become a divine instrument, we enjoy the festival of the inner world and the outer world. We must not conceal either sadness or gladness. The mind's supremacy claim is totally unjustified. Today's ego can tomorrow become a fading glory. One disobedient step can create a very serious calamity. God blesses each human being with unlimited choices. Alas, is there any place to call home, save and accept our Lord's heart? Our God-pleasing capacity must increase day by day. If we live in the mind, we become our unconfessed crimes. The distance from earth to heaven is negligible if we live only for God's sake. Undivine thoughts carry us most powerfully into the chasm of ignorance night. Our love has to be expressed either through streaming tears or beaming smiles. Never choose. God will choose for you. Each day I have a new goal, and this goal lives beyond the horizon. Do not live in self-forgetfulness, but live in constant God remembrance. Everybody can sing about heaven, but when devotion sings, it far surpasses all. God watches me. My soul watches me. My heart watches me. My life watches me. And I watch only one thing, the fullness of my God gratitude tears. I pray to God with all my heart to erase my name from the ignorance list. The mind's resistance wall has to be removed sooner than at once. From now on, God wants to keep my body and soul under His direct supervision. Criticism is equally dangerous, both for both the giver and the receiver. Insincere aspiration is worse than useless. It is indeed a divine privilege to be in the boat of a real spiritual master. Eventually, goodness will prevail over evil. We need a down-to-earth humility life. Self-transcendence is everybody's birthright. Every day we must hope for the betterment of humanity. God lovers must never be afraid of their wild critics. We must arrive at our journey's goal. No hurry, no worry, at God's choice hour. May my God gratitude grow stronger with every breath. Sooner or later, we must tame our obstinate mind. It is better to have short-lived gratitude than to have none at all. Each obstruction on the road has something special to offer in disguise. Anything undivine will never be able to escape God's compassion eye. Do not blame poor innocent God for every little thing. If we sincerely love God, then God Himself will save us from our doubt-cherishing mind. A gratitude heart surge must never be allowed to subside. If receptivity is in abundance, then in the twinkling of an eye, God can create a miracle. My ego mind suffers immeasurably when nobody notices it. Let the wise people, and not the unwise, look after this world. God lovers care for their inner progress, and not for their outer success. Every human being has a special part in God's cosmic drama. The human mind does not know whether it is worthwhile to love God. An evening of soulful silence can be of tremendous help to our spiritual life. Patience, patience. God is definitely approaching you. My Lord, it pains me so deeply when I see your suffering eye. Simplicity has nothing to hide. The more the outer wealth, the deeper the inner sorrow. My outer poverty has brought my beloved Supreme closer to me. Disobedience suffers from satisfaction deficiency. Spiritual arrogance is the worst possible blunder. To be happy with the mind is to enjoy a withered flower. The golden days of the past can be bettered. The closer we are to God, the sweeter becomes our voice, the clearer becomes our choice. My mind, enough! I have had enough of your world mistake complaints. Obedience knows and becomes satisfaction itself. Only my soul has the capacity to bring my mind to my Lord Supreme. Quick to find faults in others, slow, slower, slowest to become a perfect man. He who pleases God automatically manifests God here on earth. When God is secondary, life becomes mental hallucination. God speaks to us only when our thought mind is completely silent. A seeker's heart is bound to be beauty fragrance incarnate. Devotion tears are problem shooters. Treasure patience. God has a special pride in your patience. Spirituality does not bind us. Spirituality does not blind us. Spirituality only helps us to know who we truly are. Desire knows how to blind our eyes and how to bind our life. In emptiness and stillness, we hear our Lord's world transformation voice. Every day reveals a new cry and a new smile. The mind does not have any capacity to solve any serious problem. May my inner enthusiasm moon never retire. May I become my heart's burning faith in my Lord Beloved Supreme. The mind knows how to doubt. The heart knows how to love. The mind has no value for the heart's purity tears. No more, no more do I see the face of ignorance, Prince. A happiness heart knows how to blend and how to bend at any time. For the mind, there is no newness. It is all oldness. Even when the mind arrives at its destination, happiness is not to be found. Even an ill-fated life has a God-fated promise. If you really search for God, He cannot hide for long. My spiritual death starts the moment my God gratitude heart stops. The mind instrument is quite often out of tune. Someday God is bound to stop his hide and seek game, but alas, when? When will that red letter day dawn? If necessity demands, I may delay, but I shall never give up. Every day my heart invites my mind to swim in the God obedience sea. The God road knows no traffic problem. The aspiring heart sees the sun always ascending and ascending. My Lord, my blunders are innumerable, but your compassion and forgiveness are never ending. Even one disciple who is brave enough can hoist his master's victory flag. My Lord, please save me from ignorance hunger. I shall not be satisfied at my penultimate height. Not foolishness, but soulfulness we all need for God. I cannot even breathe when I hear adversaries criticize my master. My Lord wants to steer my lifeboat. Alas, where am I? I am nowhere near my lifeboat. If my love of God depends on my desire fulfillment, then that is no love at all. When I run away from my body, I must realize that I am running away from my soul as well. God's grace and my divinity's face are eternal roommates. My master takes care of my inner breath. Can I not take care of his outer body? He who is the light has to be followed. Let others think of their desire fulfillment. You think only of your life enlightenment. The hour of God realization no earthly calendar can declare. My God surrender has to be my only possession. In the inner world, a division mind is a perfect stranger. Human thoughts and the clouds of the sky fly together. God light is not our imagination, but a reality undeniable. I dearly love my heart's sunrise every morning. My sunset meditation makes my entire being utterly pure. God's smiles sweeten my heart songs immediately. My spiritual life has to give my earthly life the proper vision to see God everywhere and in everything. Expectation is always unreasonable. In spite of our eyeglasses, we fail to see the beauty of truth, the beauty of love, and the beauty of divinity. The real spiritual life can never fade away. Instead of trying to bribe God, can you not thrive on God's compassion? Among the daily necessities, faith is unparalleled. God expects every human being to be a beacon of his vision eye. The aspiring heart always carries with it its implicit God obedience. A satisfaction life is everybody's birthright. The heart has to be the peacemaker between the mind and the vital. Enthusiasm is a dynamic force. I long to claim God's feet as my own. God says to me, "My child, allow me to claim your heart first as my own, very own." My heart bird flies in the vastness sky of God's infinite delight. Your kindness heart has forever and forever won God's gratitude heart. When we follow the spiritual path, we stay young in heart and also young in body. Our affection, love, and goodwill travel freely to our dearest ones in a fleeting second. Just as bad thoughts can pierce our heart, good thoughts can heal our heart. Alas, in this world it is simply impossible for gratitude to make headway. With our inner heart-to-heart telephone, we reach our loved ones both here on earth and there in heaven. The heart telephone is faster and far sweeter than the mind telephone. Our heart is created by God's own perfect hands. Do not blame your faith for anything, but blame your God negligence. Our prayers and meditations have the key to open the long-locked door between heaven and earth. If you pray and meditate, the inner teacher will show you how to do things that are far beyond your imagination's flight. If we study the spirituality subject for years and years, God's grace will descend upon our devoted heart. From my inner school, I receive soul-stirring messages and encouragement every day of my life. Millions of stories from the inner worlds remain untold. The outer school gives us a gilded diploma. The inner school gives us God love, God devotion, and God surrender in measureless measure. Pleasure, treasure can never be the choice of a true seeker. The mind obscures all closeness and sweetness ties. The heart uncovers its pure love and affection ties. With a totally new vision, may the 21st century be totally different from the 20th century. The new century must cast aside the bitterness of past failure experiences to welcome a new horizon. Earth is our workplace. Heaven is our resting place. God gladly and proudly visits our oneness heart exhibit. Alas, the inspiration mind and the aspiration heart of human beings are shockingly dwindling. Alas, instead of self-effulgence, self-indulgence has become our choice. Be always ready, be always punctual in your aspiration. Only then your goal will beckon you. Prayer has always been the universal heart language. When you offer your heart gifts with your loving smiles, God sheds tears of boundless love and pride. Just be patient. God will definitely answer your soulful prayers. Human life is so precarious. Raging storms assail us on all sides. Prayer starts with a question. Meditation concludes with the answer. There must be tears inside our prayers. If it is all a dry Sahara inside our heart, then how can God fulfill our prayers? Each negative thought is a hungry, ferocious, and voracious tiger. Our soul's lighthouse illumines our darkest fear, doubt, insecurity nights. Never, never identify yourself with any negative force, even for a fleeting moment. A true seeker must never spend his days in forgetfulness of his Lord Supreme. Our heart tears are singing God's favorite song. Gratitude, gratitude, and gratitude. When you sing God's songs, become a sea of sweetness from head to toe. The soul's inner fragrance and the heart's outer duty are God's two favorites. The heart accepts everything readily and immediately. The mind objects to everything, constantly and vehemently. Today, God has lifted the future of the world with his all-embracing heart and his all-transforming hands. May my aspiration and dedication nestle in my Lord's compassion, forgiveness heart. With our invincibility heart, we conquer the impossibility ocean. We must never give up. Our joy will carry us across the darkest despair river. In both words and deeds, prove that you are a man of prayers. Only the self-giving souls can be found in ecstasy galaxies.